Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week and share this hour with you. So we're actually starting off 2019. Lots are happening. Lots of things are happening all around the world. And our information is getting to us like wildfire. So today you get me. I'm just going to, if you want to call in and ask questions, the number is 347-945-5428. 347-945-5428. You know, it's already the end of February and 2019, and we've got 5 weeks into this new year, and I made a promise to myself when the holidays were here in December. I said, I am going to start just celebrating and enjoying every day, every week, and we always have trials and tribulations and things that come up. But all of this is a choice that we have. We have to force ourselves, and believe me, it gets heavy. Things happen, and lots of things happen constantly, and there's times where you're just not going to be able to do that. But there's also a lot of little things that happen that we can work ourselves through. So today, we're just going to do like a coffee hour time, and I'm going to talk about some tidbits, some funny things that have happened in real estate. My take on ways to deal with certain things, you know, it's always interesting. I've always loved to, I love people, and I've always loved to listen and hear what makes people tick, and we're all different, and see what we like and they like and how we can get along. And I think in this day and age, I think we all need some serious training on getting along. I'm just really not thrilled to see what's going on in our country against, for example, President Trump. And for people who do not like President Trump, you know, we all have the right to not like somebody or disagree. But, I mean, we should show respect because we're not teaching our young ones anything, you know. And it's just gotten, it's the fake news and the news and all these things we're just going to talk about. We're just going to kind of throw it out there and just talk about a little bit of everything today. And, of course, some real estate, as we always do. I say we always do, but we don't always, because I think from being in the industry for so long, my heart always goes to serving. I'm always about making it a win-win, caring, giving back, and people and lives. And being in real estate puts us in touch with so many people that we have the opportunity for those agents and brokers listening today. Thank you, and listening in the future. We have a lot of people that listen archive and download at their convenience, which is what I love about doing this, and that's what I love about podcasts. We have such a role that we're able to come in touch with people. We're able to lift people up and help and make a difference, and it really is about realizing that we can do it. So especially in this day and age, there's so much going at us. It's like we're living in such a beautiful time. We can be entrepreneurs. We can do work. We can do create. We can do so many things in life. Even in the third world countries, well, a lot of third world countries are still having it. There's so many people are having it tough everywhere when it comes to seeing the drugs and the abuse and alcoholism and all the different things that come up when life isn't going the way we want it to go, and people use other things. But all these things going on, but even in, like, look at the Philippines has come such a long way in being able to, because of the internet, because of technology, being able to bring a lot more money into their country. You know, that's just one country that has come a long way. It's still a third world country. And I, for those of you who, I'm not meaning anything negative about that. This is all positive. And I think anybody that is used to working internationally will knows what I mean. So I'm just want to put this out there that it's, we typically in December and the beginning of January for the real estate members and affiliates, that's when we roll out new items and new things for the new year. And what I wanted to do this year is wait a month. My reason for waiting is, how many of you out there make your New Year's resolutions and by, oh, start off really well, and by week two, week three, week four, five, they're all gone? How many right now, no matter when you're listening to this, kept your New Year's resolutions? So you know what I mean. We get off to a good start, but then we kind of nix it and we don't do it, and then we... forget it. It's just too hard, and it doesn't. You can start today. You can do it all over again, and you can put it in today. But and the time's going by so much faster. So that's why we're doing this about a month ahead, month behind, should I say, and rolling out some things. We're actually also going to send out a wonderful free gift, and for anybody on here that wants it, just email us at radio@realityuniversal.com and say, I'd like my free gift, February 2019, with Richard Flint. Richard Flint is a very well-known speaker, trainer. He probably, I guess he goes around, probably gives at least 300-plus speeches a year. He deals with a lot of the real estate industry, is at a lot of association meetings, conferences, etc. He's fantastic at getting us to reframe and go to the next level and do what we want to do. And so I'm going to send you that free gift if you ask for it. It's going to go out to our people in our membership and affiliates. And I was going to do it in December and decided I want to wait. Want to really help and make a difference if we can do that. And get things. So when you look at your goals and what you've planned, are you doing what you really want to do and what you planned, or are you just kind of, did you finally kind of give up and said, hey, I'm just going to let it go and forget that dream or that plan? Because if you did that and you still have the desire on your heart to do something, there's never a time that you can, don't ever let anybody tell you can't do something. Even if you don't have the money, even if you don't have the resources, there's always a way to start and start following your dreams. And we're going to look at, so I don't know how many of you watched the State of the Union last night. I personally thought it was pretty good. When you hear a lot of the comments, it's like kind of like some of it's like, where did that come from? I mean, it's really gotten out of hand. And I have to be honest, and I have a right to agree to disagree. And that's one of the rights we have, that we take a lot of our freedom for granted and our rights for granted that we have, that we can discuss these issues. And I personally believe that we should all agree to disagree and still get along and not hate each other and not bash, and because we're not doing anything to benefit the situation. We're not doing anything to make America great again or work with our fellow country people out of the country. It's all doable. So one of the things that's coming up a lot these days is they said that we have more stress today than our grandparents and great-grandparents did, and people would go out and work hard and even go back into a lot of people were into farming. There still are into farming, but years and years ago, people were into farming. They'd get up very, very early, eat, get out and get a lot of physical work, go to bed early when the sun goes down, get back up, and live a much calmer life. Why are we now allowing ourselves to get so stressed out over little things and many things? And it's very easy to get back into the swing of life, I call it, when we look at nature and we see how calm nature is and how nature is always predictable. Even with the storms right now, even with all this going on, if you really research it and read up on it, it's predictable. And although we are doing damage with the ozone layer and there's a lot of areas where we need to be responsible, it's a pretty amazingly peaceful world. And so I just wanted to do weighing in on the new year and technology and social networking, just kind of giving my food for thought. And let me hear what yours are, too. And if you want to email us as well or go to realityuniversal.com and leave information in the contact section, we'll discuss it another time. You're important. And everybody's at different places in their life. There's a lot of seasons that we go through. And I think the older you get, the more you realize this is life. But you can have your dreams. You can follow your dreams. The agents and brokers out there that are listening that are not part of our membership, go ahead and sign up. I would recommend it, highly recommend you signing up, because we have a lot in store this year where we've added in programs about you, about following your dreams, about life, about how to have balance. Because when we want to serve and really serve well, just like they tell you to put the oxygen mask on first when you're on a plane, we have to take care of ourselves and fill up our well. Then it gives us the ability to serve and help and touch many lives and have a wonderful day. And it takes work, but it's work able to do it. How do people... some of the items I'm giving you right now are proven facts that if you learn to meditate and pray and do this on a daily basis, take deep breaths, focus, listen to your inside, listen to your heart, listen to your spirit, and do this constantly and get into the habits of doing this when you first wake up and get into a routine, you're going to be able to change your life, believe it or not. It's even the smallest change will bring you peace. And if I had to look at 10 things, if I made a list and said, what do most people want? And it's in, you know, studies, most people want love, peace, health, of course, right? Without health, you can't do much of anything else. And it's peace. Not all this infighting and screaming and pain and suffering, and it's like everybody's trying to make it, and so we can do it. Just each one of us, each one. Just even if you start off with a bad day and you tend to take it out on others, don't take it out on others. Give them a smile, make their day better. I'm dealing with a situation right now with an elderly mother who's showing signs of early dementia, and a host of other things are going on, and it weighs on you. It gets very, very heavy. And then you have to step back. I have to step back and go, okay, deep breaths. This too shall pass, and I have to do as much as I can to be involved and do what the right thing is, do what we can do to help. And stress management helps a lot. I'm just putting out my opinions. I really believe in people going to a naturopathic, holistic medical doctor. Some people, like a lot of, I'm very into holistic, but I think it's good when you go to a medical doctor who's also been trained in holistic medicine, and they've really taken it from the preventative side as well as what happens once you're already sick with something. And they're tying in so many illnesses and diseases to our stress levels, our attitude, our diet, of course, our lifestyle, and it's not always just what's hereditary. And so you have a choice. You have a choice to do this every day, and that's what I love about life, that we have choices. And if we stay focused and start small, we'll see the fruits of our labor. We definitely will see it. So what is right now? We've got so many different signs of the times and different philosophies and things going on. The real estate market for buyers out there has gotten a lot better. Different areas are going down a little bit because the interest rates have come up just a little. if I was wanting to buy, if you're a first-time buyer, I would definitely do it now. There's so many programs all around the country that help first-time buyers where you can actually get money for closing, funding money. And if you, and even it's always wise to do investments and constantly invest, constantly work on that module of your life. And but it's a good time right now. It really is. So if you're not seeing the good time, get in touch with us too. We can lead you in the right direction and help you to see how you can get involved and start making your plans. And you may say, oh my gosh, I don't have any money to do anything right now. Doesn't matter. You can start planning. You can start deciding what you really want to do. It's start making it happen. I don't care if you don't have any money, any of the education on it. It's so important to keep learning and read and learn and learn and learn all the time. And so what is the signs? What are they saying right now? We have biblical end time prophecy. We have people talking about the technology, the different generations, or just so many things are going on and happening. And it's a different time, very, very different time. We've got, and we have to keep it light, just enjoy. I'm going to look at this and see if I've got one other. I'm going to take something off here. We're just talking. We're just literally talking and rambling today. Nothing special, just my opinion on a few things. And that comes from years of being in the industry. I do believe real estate is always a fantastic investment. And it doesn't mean that you may not want to rent wherever you are. You should have your lifestyle. They call it the new rich. When people are renting in different places and they go travel and stay somewhere for 1 month or 2 months or, and because of the internet, you can make money while you're doing it at the same time. You can just leverage it. And we've been doing things virtually since 1999. And I can't tell you how many times situations have come up in my life that I go, wow, I'm so glad that I'm able to do what I do with the businesses virtually, that allow me to deal with life and still have my personal time, and things go on. You're not stuck, and that's a whole nother topic when you talk about being stuck. It's a whole nother topic in itself, because I think we just want to live life to its fullest. So, real estate agents, we're having. Real estate agents and brokers out there, we have this, different opinions than buyers and sellers may have, right? And I'm going to tell you some little quotes they put out there, which are cute. It says, what do you mean you need someone more experienced? Your last realtor used iPhone pictures to market your $10 million house. Oh, no. Looking for some spicy things to share with your coworkers. This is cute. But my Zestimate said, tell me more about what Zillow said your house is worth. We aren't always fans of Zillow, and I think a lot of people who talk to agents and brokers find that out, because they're getting better, and they have a ton of money to make themselves get better, make the programming get better, so they can tell you the actual value of your property, commercial, real estate, residential. And it's really funny because a lot of people say, well, Zillow said my house is worth this, and it's not always the case. Renovated. It's funny. People always say, "Well, I just put on new appliances, new roof. We renovated the whole house." When did you do that? 10 years ago? Doesn't make it really new. And so many things. What's it? Some preview in properties. Someone should be out previewing properties. Oh, this is so cute. They just have a. Here's there's just so many things. Serious buyers, this says, looked at 47 listings. We want to make an offer on the first place we saw 6 months ago. You know, that's a case of looking for what you want but thinking that something better is out there, and then finding out that you're losing out on what was better because it took too long to look for what you want and found it. I think these days it's kind of difficult with the internet, and so many listings get syndicated to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sites. And by the time you're seeing it, it's confusing. Is that really active? Is it sold? Is it available? And it's kind of nice if you can just go to an actual real estate website that's geared to give you everything, and there's a lot of them out there now because we're inundated. And it's good to get some advice on narrowing it down and what you're looking for, and then, of course, making sure you're getting a good deal. I think taking your time and really the one thing I found about is we can keep it so simple, and keeping it simple makes it so much easier than to race through what we're doing. And it's always good to go to an expert and check with an expert. Now, me, for those of you that know me, and many people listening know me, I truly believe in a true menu. I believe in people having choices. I believe in people having the right to list and sell their own properties. And then I also believe in the middle of the road and the full service, because there's times where an agent's worth their weight in gold. If they're really good and they can negotiate and they can save you a lot of money, it's worth it. That doesn't mean that millions of them are worth it. You know, if it depends on the training, it depends on what they've done. So I'm not going to go into a lot of that, but I think it's really important if you're a seller or a buyer, you know, there's certain questions you should ask. And you can always send us information and we'll give you a list of those questions as well. There's just keep it simple. Keep it simple. Make sure you feel comfortable and go from there. You can never ask enough questions. I've noticed nowadays a lot of people are afraid to step on anyone's toes or afraid they're going to offend anybody. And, hey, this is a big investment if you're going to buy. And especially commercial is really fun, too. There's just so much you can do with commercial that's going to run itself, depending on what type it is and once you get in. Here's another quote. It says, these come from theclose.com. When you close your first deal ever, they're so happy. Everybody's so happy. Here's another one. Why advertise on the Facebook? What about the newspaper? What's this newfangled interweb ad? When are you going to post my house in the newspaper? And this is an elderly woman. Looks like she's about 90, trying to look at the computer and figure out where her listing is. Here's one, the scroll of the truth. I finally found it after 15 years. I finally found it after 15 years. I'm trying to see what they found. See, I'm looking at these. Cold calling is essential to becoming a top producer. The scroll of truth. Scroll of truth. Now, hey, cold calling was always the best way to do business. I'm telling you, for sales or anything. But nowadays, with all the do not call list and everything else, it's just it's a different world. Although you can still do emailing to people you know and people you have permission from. I don't think there's that a quick better way actually to get out there and do business and to point of contact. And even with the social networking and Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, it's all happening. More and more people, though, do really want to do business with who they know and who they trust. Here's another, and we're rambling, so anybody wants to call in and ask me a question, it's 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428. This is a cute one. It says, just you, it's a little boy, it looks like he's about 2 years old, and it says, just you wait, buddy, you're going to be in with the real estate mems. Let's see, when the new guy says he doesn't need to work weekends. Oh, the new guy working real estate thinks he doesn't have to work weekends. Well, I'll tell you, when you've been in for years, you don't have to work weekends. It's really important to delegate, but there's very many ways to go ahead and run your business and not work weekends. It's so beautiful these days that with technology, there is just so many ways to do things and to keep people happy and to still check in. And you can be on a beach as long as you can check in. You can be in the mountains. You can be anywhere. And still really live your life and enjoy it. That's real estate's one of the businesses that we really do have freedom once we learn how to structure it. If not, you can have everybody pulling you in 20 different directions. So we are going to do a lot. We have a lot of interesting things going on. Another thing that we've got going is with Realty Universal members and affiliates, we're just starting to offer a Realty Universal membership network that we've just posted on Facebook, and this is for buyers, sellers, friends, agents, brokers. This isn't a part of our network where you get trained on how to implement real estate menu systems into your business. It's not where you're getting trained on your life balance and the reframing and goal setting and getting, you know, making your plan, and then we're going to guarantee to get you your plan. That's our membership for agents and brokers only, and it's amazing. This is more for life, just, you know, we're going to give information. People can jump in. If you can want to go to Realty, go to Facebook and look under the Realty Universal Membership Network. It's not the one for agents and brokers, but agents and brokers are welcome to join in. Go over there, send anybody over there, and then the admin will approve you once they make sure you're real. They're not going to approve scams or, you know, all kinds of things that come through nowadays. But, it's just fun. It's just light about life and real estate and day-to-day stuff, and just keeping it simple. Keep it simple. Oh, here's a thing. This is funny for realtors, but I'm gonna go over here. What kind of realtor are you? If you get a brand new referral lead from a former client, what do you do first? Fire up your MLS, RPR, and House Canary to build a comprehensive spreadsheet of pricing trends in the zip code the referral lives in. Immediately call them and start chatting with them about their lives and goals. Immediately call them and launch straight into your well-oiled pitch. Send them a super friendly email and end up talking about your former client for 20 minutes. What would you do for those agents and brokers listening? Get a brand new referral from a former client. You're going to fire up the MLS, build a comprehensive spreadsheet and zip code they live in. Immediately call them and start chatting with them about their lives and goals. Immediately call them and launch straight into your pitch. Send them a super friendly email and end up talking about your former client for 20 minutes. Well, to me, that's easy. Of course, you're going to call them and chat and talk about their lives and goals and then find what they're looking for. Because if you don't know the rest of it, how can you do it? It's like a math problem. Now, I know maybe millennials will probably say, I'm going to email them. I'm not going to call them. I love to call first. I mean, I'm talking from years of experience. Call first and see what the person's preference is, because some people may say, no, I just want you to email me. I want you to text. But I think initially that's nice to have that heart-to-heart call. And let's see, there's another one here. A newer agent in your office is on a cold call, and you can hear them struggling. Finally, the lead hangs up on them, and the agent looks devastated. I'm sorry, it's do you. See, one thing you have to learn is you have to be able to handle a rejection if you're going to be an agent or broker because they're in sales at all. That's just like you have to let that roll off you and then learn how you can make it better. But let's see. So a newer agent in your office is on a cold call and you can hear him struggling. Finally, the lead hangs up on them and the agent looks devastated. Do you sit them down and tell them they need to study the market more in order to answer objections more effectively? Offer to take them out for coffee and tell them that everyone struggles with cold calling, so they shouldn't feel bad. Tell them they need to toughen up and get over rejection faster. Send them an email with a book about how mindfulness and meditation can help them get over rejection faster. What would you do? Now, me, I wouldn't offer to take them out for coffee yet, but I would say, hey, you know, what? I would ask questions and say, what happened? Let me know what was being said. Tell me what happened. And I would definitely add in what I said originally just now about you need to get over rejection fast. But tell me what happened, because I would go right into my role-playing mode, my teacher mode, and try to help them to say, hey, you know, maybe it's better if you had said it this way, or kind of listen to them or whatever it is, because it's easy to figure out what the deal is. Okay, here's another one. What type of realtor are you? Your 3 o'clock showing cancels, and you're stuck in the office until 5 with nothing to do. Would you fire up Mojo Dialer and keep working that script? Read a long-form article on the way historical events have affected interest rates? Jump on Facebook and start replying to your client's Facebook posts about their cats? Email your last client and tell them they need to keep their chin up after getting outbid last week? Okay, so I would be firing up the Mojo. I don't use Mojo, but the people that use Mojo Dialer, get out there and get back to work. Don't, and keep working on that script. That's a big thing about scheduling. If you're in real estate, a real estate agent or broker, you schedule your prospect time, you schedule your call times, you schedule certain times that you'll handle appointments, and everybody has to be flexible. But if you start scheduling your life and your time around your schedule, many people will fit into that, and they don't even know they're fitting into it because you're just offering it in a proper way that works. So you have, from the get-go, you're in control. And again, contracts might come in Friday nights where you normally wouldn't work on a Friday night and you have to because they could lose the bid, lose the house, or it's your listing and that you could lose that buyer, the sale. There's times where you have to make exceptions, but it's not the rule. Okay, another one. What type of realtor? Let's see. A new agent submits an insultingly low offer for your listing that is already a little underpriced. Do you? Give them a call and patiently explain how and why such a low offer will actually hurt their chances of ever getting a deal done. Tell them no way in all caps. Mention the offer to your seller over lunch and tell them why it's an encouraging sign that you might explore working with. Email the agent a historical breakdown of the neighborhood months of supply and length on the market for comps. Well, for me, I would give them the call. I would say, I shall also let my seller know and let the seller know that, you know, we don't want to reject because, you know, you always want to keep the lines of communication open. You can. I'm a big believer in doing verbal offers. I'm a believer in doing verbal negotiations. And anybody out there that tells me absolutely never do that, I'd like to know what your track record is, because it really gets the ball rolling more. And there's certain situations, of course, everything always has to be in writing to be legal, but there's certain ways to kind of play it back and forth a little bit to get a win-win on both sides. And that's done a little bit easier verbally. You can text. Yes, you can text. Email might, you know, email's questionable because so much email goes in people's junk boxes. So many people do not have time to sit and read their email if they're having a life. And so when you're working on a deal and an offer, speed of time is important, very, very important. So I would give them a call. But everybody has different opinions on everything, which is good. So we are... Let's see. We're going to take a quick break here. And I said before I'm going to do the I said before that I want to stay in the holiday spirit, and I mean it. I really do mean it. I'm taking my two words for this year for my New Year's resolutions have been delegate way more, because I've always had too much on my plate, but I'm focused when I'm doing what I'm doing. And the second one is no. So we'll take a quick break. I'm going to let you hear a little bit of holiday cheer, because that's what I'm going to do all year. Do-do-do-do.
Hang on a mistletoe. I'm going to get to know you better. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together.
that get you in the mood? So I think we can, you know, it's funny because we can relax. And so we only have about 8 minutes left. And I thank you for having the coffee hour with me. I want to do something real quick before we go. And we, those of you that know me, and many don't, you know, I've been in this over 33 years. I've got over 120,000 hours in, literally, and I'm pulling back on some parts of it because you need to. There's seasonal changes, but I really have a wealth of knowledge in our industry, commercial, residential, people, and it makes a difference, and I care, and that's one of the, I think the biggest thing that I would recommend any of you out there in the industry is always care, always do the right thing. Always, it comes back to you. But don't let yourself get trampled on. Don't let people take advantage of you. It's really important. So real quick, I want to try something. If you're driving, don't do this. But if you're not driving, let's take a few deep breaths and put yourself in the place to meditate just a second, just a couple minutes. Very small. Take a deep breath. Really deep in and then out. In, out. You should really do 5 to 10 when you're by yourself doing this. In, out. In, out. Picture a mini vacation right now. Where would you like to be? Would you like to be by the ocean? In the mountains? With your children? Significant other? Picture whatever you'd like to do and go there and relax and take deep breaths. Take a deep breath and just relax and picture where you want to be and picture the sun beating down too and coming all through your body. From your head to your toes. Do you feel a little bit more peaceful? You can do that any time of the day, all day long. You can do it if you're in the elevator for 30 seconds. You can do it, you know, when you're driving, of course, you don't close your eyes. But start doing that and taking care of you and picture what you want. It really does change your thinking. It changes everything. And meditating is a proven fact now. And we have to do this. So if you're in the industry and you're agents and brokers, let's make it fun. Let's do these fun things, right? Because, and we're going to have bad times. Believe me, I've had plenty. And life is definitely not always a bed of roses. But when we can do what we can do about it, we should. And have the laughter and enjoy. And keep it simple. That's the biggest key. So let's see. I've got a few different funny real estate jokes here, and then our coffee hour will end. Okay. The older generation's dream was to pay off the mortgage. The younger generation's dream is to get one with all the school loans and all that, but they can do it. Homesickness is when you feel every month when the mortgage is due. Why do people take an instant dislike to real estate agents? Well, sometimes there's truth in that because you have to do the right thing and you have to care, and not everybody does. So why do people take, let's see, the devil appears to a real estate agent one day and says to him, listen, I can make you richer, more famous, and more successful than any other real estate agent in the world. In fact, I can make you the greatest agent that ever walked the earth. The real estate agent likes the sound of this and asks the devil, that sounds good. What do I have to do in return? The devil smiles slyly and says, obviously, you have to give me your soul. But you also have to give me the souls of your children, the souls of your children's children. In fact, you have to give me the souls of all your descendants throughout eternity. Wait a minute, the real estate agent says cautiously. What's the catch? Uh-oh, that sounds kind of dingy, huh? Of course, we always want to do the right thing, no matter what we're offered. No kickbacks, nothing we're not supposed to do. Always be diligent. Oh, some of these I'm not going to say because there's one here that definitely is not proper for me to say, so we're skipping that one. There's a used car salesman, a lawyer, and a real estate agent. You have a gun with only two bullets. What do? You shoot the real estate agent twice to make sure. Oops. These are jokes, guys, on lagaff.com. My house has wall-to-wall carpets and back-to-wall payments. It's okay. A real estate agent has just closed his first deal. To his horror, though, he then discovered that the piece of land he'd sold was completely submerged underwater. The customer's going to come back here pretty mad, he told his boss. Should I give him his money back? Uh-oh. These are corny, but it says, if you think no one cares that you're alive, just try missing a couple mortgage payments. A man's home is his castle, in a manner of speaking. You know what? A man's home is his castle and should always be your castle. It's your place to have peace. And this is whether you're renting or buying or you have lots of whatever it is. When you have your health and you have your peace about it, it's peace is contagious too, and laughter is contagious. And so, again, reminding you that we're making a lot of changes this year. We're doing our New Year's blowouts a month late on purpose because so many people are so busy with the holidays and everything. And I bet you many people have stopped their resolution list already. Maybe not everybody. So if you haven't, give us an email. Send us a message, too. We'd love to hear from you. But we're putting the Realty Universal Membership Network, not for the agents and brokers, although they can join, too, on Facebook, just for everybody to just jump in and give us your opinion, have some good quotes. We do have rules, and our rules are we must all agree to disagree. There's no bashing. There's no selling on there. There's no tearing up, no politics. We stay out of all that on this. This is just to keep it light and keep it fun for anybody and everybody that wants to get in and have a little bit of peace in your life, have some fun, and weigh in, socialize a little bit. And, so we're trying that. We already put it out there. It's already on Facebook. We just did it. I just did it, the very end of December, beginning of January. So to everybody out there, I wish you peace. Make it a great, great day. Remember to smile.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.